My guest today on Piano Jazz is Warren Vache. He's been astounding audiences worldwide with his superb cornet, trumpet, and flugelhorn stylings. His warm, burnished tone and the beauty of his playing leaves them enthralled. And me too, Warren.
Well, I'm here to enthrall you, Marion.
Well, tell me something about yourself. I know it's fascinating.
Well, you know how long I've waited to wanted to talk about myself on radio? I never get the opportunity.
Well, now you've got it.
I'm a delightfully charming, corpulent, bald fellow of 57 years who's been playing the cornet professionally for about 40 years. I had my first gig at age 15, and we played dances at the Hightstown Country Club in New Jersey. My high school band director was the trombone player.
Well, where were you from? What town?
I was born in Rahway, New Jersey. We like to say there's a right way and a raw way. And I'm still living there. I'm just another jazz success story. I live home with Mom, who is your age. She's going to be 90 in October, God bless her.
Well, I think that's a good age to be.
You bet.
I don't know if you want to talk some more, if you just want to get right to it.
Well, sure. Well, why don't we go play a song? As a matter of fact, let me do the intro on this one. Because this tune I first played with Jimmy McPartland. It was one of those tunes that Bix Beiderbecke and his gang recorded, and Jimmy loved it. And when I was about 18 years old, I got to play it with Jimmy McPartland. And why don't we tell everybody who's with us, because we've got extra musicians in the studio today.
We're joined today by Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums.
Oh, good. This is good news. Let's go play.
Tell me a little more, Warren, about yourself.
Well, I started working at 15, and I grew up every day hearing something, music from my dad's office.
Your dad was a bass player.
Dad was a bass player and a jazz writer, biographer.
Well, did you study with somebody?
I did. My dad, when he figured out that I wanted to play the trumpet, he got me lessons with a delightful man named Jim Fitzpatrick. He was my first teacher. And then he set me up with a fellow named Pee Wee Irwin. Do you remember Pee Wee?
Oh, of course.
Pee Wee was a wonderful player and a great guy. Pee Wee sort of got me my first gigs, little Dixieland bands and things like that.
I didn't know Pee Wee taught.
Well, Pee Wee was, much like most of us musicians, he's a much deeper human being than he presents to the public. He was one of the most accomplished and studied trumpet players I'd ever met in my life. He knew the classical repertoire back and forward. He could transpose on sight the way a symphonic trumpet player does. His father was actually a band director out in Nebraska when he was a kid. So he started from the age of five studying the legitimate literature for the instrument, and he was kind enough to make me do it.
Well, that's pretty very appropriate, I would say. So, how about a tune?
Well, I tell you what, I'll do Strike Up the Band in the key of 2 flats.
That isn't too hard.
No, it's not too hard. We'll do it with the guys, and it's in 2 flats.
And I'll just sit here.
And you could sit here and light up the band.
Okay.
And we'll be right over later.
Okay.
Thank you.
like to ask you another question. Do you ever hear the Ray Noble Band live?
Not live. Not live. I heard them much on a lot on the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great performer.
Yeah, marvelous guy. Actually opened the Rainbow Room.
Rockefeller
brought him over to open the Rainbow Room. And this is sort of an interesting story. When I first went to London, I was an old fellow that played the trumpet that I knew. His name was Monty Montgomery. And I used to go meet Monty in his local pub. And one of the guys that came in there to drink was Ray Noble's nephew, who told me this wonderful story about Ray comes into New York, that comes over to New York to open the Rainbow Room for the Rockefellers, of course. And Christmas time comes, and there are moving men. They knock on the door, and they're bringing a Louis 15 dining room set, which is Rockefeller's present to Ray Noble. And Ray just assumed it was a reproduction, so for years he kept his typewriter on it. Until they moved out to California and he had it assessed and he found out it was a real Louis the 15th.
And meanwhile, he'd probably put coffee cups and scratches on it.
Coffee cups and the typewriter rested on it. Now, here's another lovely story I know about that guy. Ray died before his wife, and his wife received a dozen roses on the first of every month from Ray. It was in his will.
That was fantastic.
You know, the guy that wrote The Very Thought of You actually believed and meant all that. It was a very different time.
That's a great tune.
And you got to, why don't we play that?
Let's do it.
You play it in A flat?
I can play it in any key you want.
Okay.
Shall we do it now?
Let's do it.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.